The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the online booking system for a COVID-19 vaccine is set to open for people in their 30s this week or next. But are younger people as keen to take a vaccine as the older age groups are? Our reporter Adrian Harmon has been finding out. Have a listen.
I am a little bit worried because it is a new technology that will be used in human beings. But I have to because I want to see my family and travel.
I feel like they're not going to know the long-term side effects. They'll know a lot of the short-term ones, but not a lot of the long-term ones. And they're the kind of ones that worry me. It's a waiting game, I suppose.
Yeah, just get it if you can. Just do it for other people as well, I suppose. I don't think it's any different between taking Panadol or whatever like this. If you look at actually what you're taking in Panadol and Nurofen and all these things, like it's just a whole list of risks as well, but you still do it. So like, it's no different to that really.
My mum got it. She got quite a bad reaction from it. But even still, side effects are temporary, whereas, you know, I'd much rather life go back to normal quicker and we can maybe go away on holidays and stuff than, you know, maybe a couple of nights bad sleep and a bit of a sore arm and a headache and that kind of thing.
Well, yes and no.
I wouldn't be happy about it really with the side effects, but at the same time you're not going to have much of a life without it. You know, you're not going to be allowed to do anything really.
You can't travel without it like this. That'll be my only point of getting it, but I don't really believe in it. Like.
I think I might just wait a few more months and just see how the outcome is. Just, you know, the rumours and everything that does go on Instagram and everything, so kind of having second thoughts.
Well, Adrian now joins me in the studio. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Quite a few concerns among young people there about taking a vaccine. And I understand there's been some research done on vaccine hesitancy in younger cohorts. What does that tell us?
Yeah, so first of all, for those who don't know, vaccine hesitancy, that doesn't mean someone is anti-vaccine or they won't take one, just that they have questions about it and they might be sceptical. In terms of research, there's been quite a bit done in this area here in Ireland. The latest MARC survey for the Department of Health, that shows that around 71% of under 35s, they'd be happy to take a vaccine. But a more in-depth study on vaccine hesitancy by NUI Galway and the University of Huddersfield in the UK, that found that of all age groups, younger women are the least likely to accept a dose. It also found that one in five women under 30 had a high level of uncertainty about taking one. I spoke to Dr. Jane Walsh from the School of Psychology at NUI Galway, who was one of those behind that study, and I asked her why this was the case.
What we found in general was that young women were more likely to see the vaccine as riskier for them. Now, while we specifically didn't drill down into risks, we could see from the general public anecdotes and so on that the same issues were emerging in relation to concerns amongst young women. And one of those concerns was the unknown long-term effect on fertility. What we also found in this young group was they had lower trust in authorities, generally speaking. And also, surprisingly, those who were more hesitant had a lower civic responsibility. What does that mean? That means that while they were concerned about the risks to themselves, they were less likely to see the benefits of getting the vaccine for the wider society. Now, of course, we know about the benefits to the wider society, so clearly this element of messaging was being lost on this younger cohort. We also found that young women were less likely to see the benefits of the vaccine for them. And again, you could argue this is possibly a fault of the health communication. So while they could see the benefits maybe for other people, they didn't quite understand what the benefits for them were. And another interesting finding in relation specifically to young women was they were more likely to get their information about vaccine from their friends. So this was slightly worrying, as you can imagine. They had lower trust in authorities, lower trust in the government. So that's not where they're getting their information. They're not necessarily getting it from established news and so on, but rather they're looking to peer influences. And as we know, especially during the pandemic and with the younger age group, a lot of that information would be coming from online and social media sources. And we're very aware of how much misinformation there is out there about health in general, but we have noticed a lot of misinformation around the COVID vaccine through the social media platforms. And this is where this group are most likely to go in search of information around their concerns.
Now, that's Dr. Jane Walsh from the School of Psychology at NUI Galway. Very interesting stuff. Now, Adrian, you actually managed to speak to a young woman who has concerns about being vaccinated. What did she have to say?
Yeah, I spoke to Sabrina. She's 35, currently in the UK, but hoping to return to Ireland shortly. She's just finished her second year of a biology degree. Sabrina told me she's extremely reluctant to take a COVID-19 vaccine. And I started out our interview by asking why this was the case.
I just don't really think that I need one. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, I'm not really believing the media. I just don't really believe the statistics and a lot of the research that I'm doing myself. I mean, I study science anyway, but a lot of the research that I'm doing myself is just, it's just given me so many more questions than I've got answers to. I thought it had to be FDA approved for 2 years. And I mean, it hasn't been. These are rolled out so quickly. I feel like maybe a couple of years worth of trials would have been a bit better for the vaccine. I don't necessarily think it's safe for me to have a vaccine that may, one, affect my fertility and then may possibly give me blood clots. Just the fact, even though it just says possibly, no, I want 100% no blood clots, thanks. I don't want any, I might have this vaccine, it may affect my fertility, but even if the statistic was like 0.003% out of 100 people, then no way would I have that, so...
And Adrian, how did Sabrina come to form her views on the vaccine?
Pat, I did ask her about her views and where she gets her information. Here's what Sabrina had to say.
I mean, I can look through scientific reports anyway with my course, which has been quite useful. Also, YouTube was a bit of a funny one, though, to be fair, because a lot of the videos that I've watched are taken down within 24 hours. So I've got a couple of friends and we all always post things to each other. I mean, I'm not ranting and raving about getting a COVID jab or not getting a COVID jab here and there, but I've got a few friends that have the same or similar opinions to me. And whenever we get or find information, we send it to each other. But it always seems to be information that's not in the mainstream media. And a lot of it, if you don't watch it in time, it gets taken off YouTube, which... I just don't understand why, when you can have absolutely anything on YouTube, yet you can't have some controversial, I don't know, 10, 20 minute video about, yeah, something that goes against government policies. You know, you've really got to look at the authors with things like this. It might be like a one-sided thing, but just suppose with the vaccine, it just doesn't completely make sense to me. Maybe I'm completely wrong, you know, maybe I'm going to catch COVID and, you know, I won't be so well with it, but I'd rather take that risk.
Now, Sabrina isn't at all convinced about the messaging that's out there about the COVID-19 vaccines, Adrian. So what do the medical experts have to say?
So first of all, the World Health Organization says COVID vaccines, like all vaccines, go through a rigorous multi-stage testing process before they're validated for use on people. Now, I spoke to Dr. Chantal Magone, who's a specialist in public health medicine at the National Immunisation Office here in Ireland. I put to her the concerns that the COVID vaccines have been rushed, that some people have fertility concerns, and some younger people in general, that they feel fit and healthy and so believe they don't need one. And here's what she told me.
The first thing I would say is that COVID-19 is a new disease, so it hasn't been around for many years. So in that sense, the vaccines against COVID-19 are new, but the technology that's been used to develop the vaccines is built on decades of vaccine development and vaccine research. So it's not that they came out of the blue, out of nowhere. And the second thing is that they were developed quickly, but none of the usual steps in development, research and the assessment of their safety and efficacy were skipped. So the very same steps that all vaccines have to go through, these vaccines went through as well. But the difference was that there was, obviously, it's a global pandemic. So, you know, everybody, governments, scientific institutions, everybody, you know, it was so clear that we really needed a vaccine for this terrible disease that has caused such devastation, you know, both in Ireland and globally. And so many resources were put in. So there was more money, more personnel, people worked longer hours, there was lots of investment in manufacturing. And also, really importantly, there were loads of volunteers willing to take part in the trials. I think the second thing that you had raised there was concerns about fertility. So unfortunately, that's a rumour that some people have seen that has been circulating, but there's no concerns about fertility. So there's no biological plausibility why the vaccines would affect fertility in any way. You don't have to delay getting pregnant or starting fertility treatment or anything like that after getting the vaccine. So that isn't a concern. Unfortunately, the virus can cause serious disease even in young people. Obviously, young, healthy people are at a lower risk, but there are young people without any underlying conditions that can get very sick with COVID-19. And the other issue is long COVID, you know, people who have persistent symptoms from COVID-19 that go on for months and have a serious impact on their lives. The other thing is about, you know, keeping yourself healthy and also getting back to normal. I think younger people have been really affected by the pandemic. You know, there's so many things that they've had to give up, that they've had to put on hold. Getting vaccinated means that, you know, you keep yourself healthy, but also you can get back to normal. You can see your family, your friends. Hopefully we'll be able to travel, all those things that will allow us to get back to normal.
And that's Dr. Chantal Magone. And what about a sourcing of your information on the COVID-19 vaccine? What's the message there?
Yeah, so we all know there's a lot of information doing the rounds on COVID-19 vaccines. We heard from the NUI Galway research earlier that social influencers and influences of friends play a big role in young women's intentions around vaccination. I asked Dr. Magone about this, and she says there are some very simple ways for people to get answers to their COVID vaccine questions.
If you're looking for information online, go to a trusted source of information. So go to the HSE site, go to the World Health Organization site. There are also websites that have been accredited by the World Health Organization for having accurate information about vaccines. There's a network of those called the Vaccine Safety Net. And also, if you have questions and you're wondering, you have a specific question, talk to your GP, talk to your practice nurse, talk to your pharmacist, a trusted healthcare professional. They'll give you the information. Unfortunately, some of these things that are shared are completely inaccurate, you know, and you can get misled very easily. The last thing you want to happen is that, you know, you believe an inaccurate piece of information that's shared, you know, with you, and that's not true. And, you know, by doing that, you could miss out on something that is really to your benefit and that will protect you and protect people around you as well.
And that's Dr. Chantal Magone finishing that report. Adrian Harmon, thank you very much for bringing us that report.